Yeah, it's hot out there, but that's not the only reason we're playing this classic soca. For today's GeoQuiz, we're looking for the home nation of the song's artist, Arrow, and I'll wager it's hot there too. It's a Caribbean island, and island officials are holding a contest for a new national anthem. We'll speak with one of them, but first, name the island that Columbus named after a Spanish monastery. I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. A search for a new national song is taking place in Montserrat, which is the answer to today's GeoQuiz. The island is an overseas territory of the UK. Now, the British national anthem isn't going away, but for certain events, the government of Montserrat would like a tune that speaks to national pride. So they've got a competition going. Montserratians can listen to 5 submissions on a Facebook page and vote. A final decision will be announced July 27th. Well, on the line with us from Montserrat's national radio station is Justin Castle. He chairs the Song Search Committee. So how did this idea for a national song for Montserratians come about?
Well, it came about since in 1992. There were songs submitted then, but the process was not completed. So we have back in power the same government that we had in 1992, and they decided that they wanted to restart the national song search, and this is why we're here today.
So the search has been going on since 1992. Now, some listeners might remember the massive volcano eruption on Montserrat in 1995. It wiped out much of the island, led to a massive exodus of the island's residents. What are some of the ways in which Montserrat is a different place today?
It's totally different, totally different. The demographics has changed. The geography has changed to a certain extent. And, you know, the way of life has changed for many people. There's not much activity here during the day for, like, on the weekends, you know, for young persons. And work is kind of scarce. We depend on what we call aid from donor agents like the European Union and DFID for providing money for capital infrastructural projects.
How much did that volcano eruption actually affect, like, the search for a song? Because I can imagine people might have written, composers might have written lyrics about this beautiful mountain, and then it blows up and causes so much havoc and destruction. That might have shifted things.
Of course, yes, the eruption of the volcano has changed things a bit. You know, we are regarded as very resilient people, so we're expecting that, you know, these things will appear in the song. And the fact that we're in the recovery phase of our redevelopment.
And the 5 songs that are on the Facebook page of the Montserrat government, was that number whittled down from a much bigger list of entries?
Yeah, there were about 15 entries. And on the 1st of July, there was that initial screening. And that was whittled down to just 5 songs. If, you know, I could name them for you if you maybe have that list already.
Right, just tell us the titles of the songs.
Oh, you have Montserrat Ali Ogana by Everton Reality Weeks. He resides in Boston, incidentally. And we have Beloved Montserrat by Joe Jackman. And another one called Carib Isle, also by Joe Jackman. He resides in the Cayman Islands. And we have Motherland by Sir Howard Fergus and George Irish. And O Montserrat written by Mr. Kenneth Allen QC.
Well, we'll go out with a little Carib Isle and pretend that this may be one day the new national song of Montserrat. Justin Castle chairs the National Song Search Committee in Montserrat. Mr. Castle, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Welcome.